property?
I'm 3,500 miles from the west side of Manhattan, 22 floors up, looking down at a former rail yard, now a vast field of mud. Inside this empty apartment, walls are filled with huge, bright maps of a proposed Olympic park.
This is, to the right, is the north side of the Olympic Park.
Ian Edmondson is London 2012's planner. When he looks out at the brown dirt under gray skies, he sees the things Olympic planners usually see: a stadium, an aquatic center, a velodrome.
Those two towers there and sort of the mound of earth in front of it, that is the Olympic Village area.
As in New York, there's a need for all these venues if the city is to host the Olympics. As in New York, there's hope for post-Olympic uses.
The newest park in Europe for 150 years.
There's already construction going on here.
Right, we're going to get you kitted up.
Britain is building a new terminus for the cross-channel rail line. To look at it, I'm booted up in huge black Wellingtons, an orange vest, and a hard hat.
So basically, here, we had, I mean, this is where the trains will pull up. This is your platform edge. So, that way is Paris and Brussels and mainland Europe. And, not much over 2 hours. And that way, central London, 7 minutes.
This terminal will stimulate new development in any event, Edmondson acknowledges. Just as the extension of the number 7 line to the far west side will spur commercial and residential projects. But where Manhattan already has some of the richest zip codes in the country, this neighborhood in East London, Stratford, is as poor as the brown dirt that surrounds us and coats our boots. And in a modern British tradition, planners here decided to try to use the Olympics to create housing, jobs, and schools for the poor. Sebastian Coe, or Seb as he's known, is the head of London's bid for the 2012 Olympics. He's a slight man, a former middle-distance double gold medalist, and a member of Britain's House of Lords.
Sport is important. It transcends so much of what we like to think of ourselves as and how we define ourselves. But yes, we are a broad bid. We want to bring, quite properly, we want to bring benefits to a poor community.
So there it all is, right in the bid book. After the Games, London's Olympic Village would contain 50% affordable housing for nurses, doctors, teachers, and police officers. By contrast, NYC 2012's bid book describes its village thus. Following the Games, 4,600 new apartments will provide quality housing. The details of how much of that housing would be affordable have yet to be worked out. It's not just housing. In New York, the most recognizable symbol of the bid is the proposed West Side Stadium. It would have a life before and after the Olympics as a home for a private sports team, the New York Jets. In London after the Olympics, the 80,000-seat, government-built and government-owned stadium would be reduced to 25,000 seats and be used for community events.
It is not our wish to leave a sort of just plump down in the middle of that area, an intergalactic sporting city. There has to be a reason for those facilities and an opportunity to maintain them.
Of course, all this comes at a cost. Unlike New York's bid, London's is a national bid. The national government, led by Tony Blair, has established a lottery to pay for the Olympics and the revitalization of East London. And while New York's bid is nearly entirely privately financed, London's will be funded in part with a special Olympics tax of about $40 a year for 10 years.
I don't think that philosophically most people in this country have an issue about principles of taxation. And I think most people, when they're asked about that in London, recognize that London is a large world capital. It needs facilities.
There is grumbling. Angie Bray is a Conservative member of London's Assembly.
We would, I think, as Conservatives, have been keener to have pursued perhaps more the New York style and looked at what the private sector might have been able to do in rather greater detail. But then again, you have to remember that this particular mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, is very much a public sector man. The private sector isn't something which automatically appeals to him.
The mayor, known pretty much universally as Red Ken, is a socialist to the same extent Michael Bloomberg is a capitalist. While Bloomberg believes that properly targeted private sector investment can lift everyone's fortunes, Livingston believes it's the government's job to engineer these things. He's best known for introducing congestion pricing in central London, charging vehicles about $10 a day to drive there during peak times. The result? Passengers in buses and cabs whisk through the city in ways you can't count on in Manhattan, even at 2 a.m. The London bid heavily bears Red Ken's stamp. But even conservative Bray admires the way Livingston wove the strands together.
I think there is a way of engaging a lot of people that might not otherwise feel quite so enthusiastic about a large expenditure in one part of London.
Londoners are engaged. The publicity for London 2012 is widespread. Bold, bright posters in the London Underground, museums, theatres, and airports bear the simple message, back the bid. But it's not all strawberries and clotted cream. There's a deep current of mistrust and pessimism about the government's ability to properly deliver grand and efficient public projects. In the London Underground, there are daily announcements of service disruptions, delays, and station closings. That's an improvement, Londoners say, over the days when service was just as bad, but there was no information given out.
Well, I have to say, Londoners have some experience of big projects which haven't been carried through terribly well in the public sector. We don't have a massively good record on that.
Back in East London, in the Stratford Shopping Centre, a mall not unlike the Fulton Mall in downtown Brooklyn, with some of the same shops even, neighborhood residents are busy with Sunday shopping. Many worry the Olympics will cost too much or cause their bus fares to rise. But nurse Becky Sander couldn't be more optimistic.
I think it would be fantastic. We'll hopefully bring a lot of jobs to the area and improve quality of life for us in London and locally. There's quite a high rate of unemployment here. There's lots of social problems. And hopefully through the Olympics coming to Stratford, that will help to bring employment into the area.
That's the kind of gold medal dream London 2012 has planted in the British populace. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.